Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Cohan, the founder of the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Let's learn to live it on purpose. Before we get started, we need to take a quick moment for our sponsors. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine. And yet, as life challenges grind and wears down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us. And if we stray too far from it, we are unhappy in our life. At the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today by taking the Circle Life Quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action to take control of your life. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a huge favor. To write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will be able to help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/podcast and click on the subscribe button to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show. Thank you again, and now let's get on with the episode. Hello, everyone. Today, I wanted to talk about present moment mindset, bringing Eastern philosophy to the West. You may have been advised to spend more time in the present moment, but what does this really mean? Present moment thinking has been the concentration of Eastern religion for thousands of years. What is religion and philosophy? Some people are tempted to turn away immediately when Eastern philosophy is brought up just because they think it might threaten their core religious beliefs. There are no religious impositions, though. The present moment is available to everyone in every moment, no matter who you are. In fact, most religions, in one way or another, agree with the belief of living in the moment, not in the past or future. Eastern religions and the present moment. There are many different divisions of religion in the East, just like the West. Many of them differ with certain beliefs and philosophies, but many agree on the importance of the present moment. In recent decades, the West has been picking up on these ancient philosophies, and many people use these lessons to help cope with modern problems. It works, and it proves that the human condition has always been the same. The present moment defined. The present moment can be defined as your attention being solely on what you're doing right now. It's when you're not thinking of other things. If you're washing the dishes, your mind is fully aware when you start the faucet, grip the sponge, and wipe the plates clean. There are no other thoughts in your mind other than what it is you're doing in the moment. While staying present in the moment may seem boring at times, you've probably already felt its true power without really knowing it. Have you ever been outside enjoying nature and feeling a peace flooded all over you? Have you ever stared up at the sky and stars and contemplated the meaning behind them? The past and future wash away, and the only thing that's important in that moment is the flow. Staying in the present moment. The process of staying in the present moment may take some practice. If you try for any length of time to stay fully present, your mind will likely try to bring you out of it. This is because thoughts about the past and future are constantly creeping up. This can be a source of frustration, but you must fight the urge to judge yourself, since that negative emotion would defeat the purpose.
be aware that your mind will reach for the past and future. Yet be ready to let go of those thoughts when they come up. The more you practice remaining present, the easier it will become. Practicing meditation. Meditation is an art that not only reserved for Eastern religions. It's a method of bringing yourself into the present that's available to you at all times. Here are some tips to follow when beginning meditation. Choose a time of day when you can relax and be alone. Sit in a position that gives you good posture. Concentrate on your breathing. Take deep breaths in and out and focus only on your breath. Try to meditate for at least 30 minutes each day. Fight the urge to fall asleep. You'll find that you get better at meditation with practice. Don't give up on yourself. Every session may not feel as good as the last, but it's important to stick with it. Meditation will enable you to get to know your mind and body better. You'll maintain awareness for when your mind is in an agitated state, and you'll be able to place better focus on fixing your problems and moving forward towards your goals. All in all, developing a present moment mindset can bring you more peace and fulfillment in your life. Isn't that worth a little practice? Thank you again for listening to the Living Life on Purpose show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more details on our coaching classes and programs, please visit our website at elevatelifeproject.com and please sign up for our newsletter. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.